Southland's industries are warning it'll be a long, hard slog finding new jobs for smelter workers. 1,000 people will lose their jobs at the Tiwai Point Aluminium Smelter when it closes next year. A further 1,600 workers in the region whose jobs rely on the smelter will also be hit hard. Finance Minister Grant Robertson is promising to help find new jobs in agriculture, aquaculture and manufacturing. But will there be enough? Our reporter Anand Zaki filed this report.
This morning, the mood in Southland is very different from the one back in November 1971, when the Prime Minister Keith Holyoake opened the smelter.
What a great pleasure it is to be here today to take part in the official opening of New Zealand Aluminium Smelter. This is a very significant occasion, indeed, a very exciting occasion.
Nearly half a century later, the excitement is no more, with the focus now on the future of jobs for the more than 2,500 people who earn money from the business. Andrew Watkins from Southland-based Bluff Engineering and Welding says there will be some jobs in a sector for people leaving Tiwai Point, but they will be limited.
I believe that there'll be a percentage of them will be able to be absorbed into the current engineering industry in our area.
But he says the timing isn't great, given the unfolding economic uncertainty.
Given the current climate due to COVID, I think that we've seen a lot of skilled labour returning to this area, so those people will be taking up some of the jobs. You know, we've been approached by several people recently looking for work who have returned.
The aquaculture sector is also being touted as an option. Ted Cully, who's the general manager for aquaculture at seafood company Sanford, says there are opportunities on the horizon, particularly as it expands its salmon processing plant in Bluff.
So we're looking to move our operation from 3,800 tonnes as it was to 6,000 tonnes. So right now, in September this year, like as we speak, we've got a brand new barge coming in from Hobart in Australia, which is a $5.4 million investment.
But Mr. Cully says jobs don't come overnight. The challenge with salmon is its three-year growth cycle, from hatching the eggs to harvesting.
In around 4 years' time, we expect that we're going to get some extra 40 jobs in our processing operations. And also, you know, the indirect jobs, if you're looking at the multiplier that most people use around indirect jobs, it's 3 to 1, so it's another 120 jobs.
Bluff Community Board Chair Ray Fife says as the economy improves, he expects the smelter's highly skilled workers will be increasingly in demand.
No doubt the smelter will be looking at those sort of options to help the workers, and no doubt a lot of other businesses that have probably been struggling to get skilled people may have the opportunity to hire staff as well.
These Southlanders are confident the local economy will bounce back.
When Ocean Beach closed, they reckon that would be the end of Bluff, but we pulled through.
The council are pumping a lot of money into the development. There's a new hotel going across the road from us now. You know, Kmart opened recently.
Listen, $200 million redevelopment. Someone's got faith in Invercargill. And we need that. And isn't it hard to get a house in Invercargill at the present time?
Rio Tinto says the Tiwai Point smelter will be closed down by August next year, when the company ends its contract with Meridian Energy. For Morning Report, Anand Zaki.